Jordan's Queen Noor, the widow of the late King Hussein, long has been a voice for peace and women's rights. She's been active in the international campaign to ban landmines. 20 years of war in Afghanistan have made it one of the most heavily mined countries in the world. The years of fighting and famine also have displaced millions of Afghans. Queen Noor was part of a delegation from the Washington, D.C.-based Refugees International, which visited several refugee camps in Pakistan.
The camps were one area of concern for Refugees International and ourselves, because most of the refugees there have been there for almost 20 years. And we were able to witness the improvements that the Pakistani government was putting into the camps, which had needed this for a long time, and to see improvements that were being made. At the same time, we would see refugees pouring in on the days that we were arriving from over the border, having walked from Kabul and places like that. So the influx continues, which is a source of great concern, primarily because there's so little security, law and order in Afghanistan right now. And as a result, food aid is not getting into the country.
You talk about the security situation. What happens? Do they form alliances by tribe, by ethnic group? Do they prey upon one another? Is there vandalism? And
well, I think we're all hoping that the interim government will be a catalyst for law and order and improving security. In the interim, there will also be the international peacekeeping force going in under the British direction, which includes a number of countries, including my country, Jordan. And as soon as the military actions are completed, we hope that we're going to see some fairly rapid change on the ground.
You also talked to Pervez Musharraf, the president of Pakistan. Are you concerned that he might want to send these people home too quickly?
There have been many concerns expressed. We, in fact, were quite impressed in our meeting with him. He was very clear that, on one hand, while Pakistan has very generously, in my opinion, provided safe haven for almost 3 million refugees from Afghanistan over the past 20 years, it has placed an enormous burden on the infrastructure of the country, and it is potentially a source of friction between the people of Pakistan and the refugees who have no alternative. On the other hand, he acknowledged that their forceful repatriation was not an option that would succeed. It was not a practical option, nor, of course, a humane option. So our challenge is to ensure that the conditions that will enable the Afghan refugee populations outside the country to return home as soon as possible are met.
Where is the money going to come from to help the refugees in this transition period?
Well, I think there will be funds coming in. I'm fairly certain that we can see that has been clearly committed by governments and international organizations. The important thing is to ensure that those are well invested, and that means investing them as directly as possible in the people of the country themselves.
You were among those asking Secretary of State Powell to help refugees. Have you received a reply there?
He certainly, and the State Department, are certainly going to be very much involved and are already working on looking ahead to the next steps for Afghanistan. And one of the areas that I've discussed with them is landmines, because that's an area that they have also indicated we should begin to focus on as soon as possible, and that they will be focusing on.
What has to be done there?
Well, Kabul has the unfortunate reputation for being the most mine-affected capital in the world. We're hoping in the next, this is a discussion that came up when we met with UN officials in Islamabad. The UN Mine Action Group were talking about convening a meeting of the International Campaign to Ban Landmines in Kabul sometime in the next several months. So I came back and talked with the Landmine Survivors Network here in Washington about are looking into the timing of a meeting that might be as soon as possible after the military campaign ends, when that kind of focus is going to be absolutely critical.
About women, what sort of future do you see for women in Afghanistan?
I see, as in any society, especially developing societies in the world, an absolutely critical role for women in the future of Afghanistan. The meeting in Brussels that was held of women representing Afghan organizations both inside the country and inside Pakistan, you know, refugee communities, as well as in the West, delineated a series of points in a declaration that called for equality on all levels. The women that I met with in Peshawar, representing the different refugee communities, were more concerned that there be less emphasis on Western feminist rhetoric that had been prevailing for a few weeks in the international media, and that it be recognized, in order for women to play those roles, you need to begin with education, you need to begin with providing essential health services, that sense of security for the family that will then lead to women playing more of a productive and economic role, which automatically leads to their having a political voice in community and national affairs. So they were seeing it very much in the way that I have seen it work and in my country, in Jordan and elsewhere, that rather than imposing a set of values or principles or traditions from another society or culture, you provide the training and educational experiences that can lead towards women assuming responsibility and demonstrating clearly their capabilities.
But the role of women in Afghan society will be radically different than it was under the Taliban.
Radically different than it was under the Taliban, and even prior to the Taliban, the role of women was not as dynamic and free, if you will, as it had been in, say, the 1960s and earlier. Women participated in the writing of the first constitution for the country. They're now calling for participating in redrafting a new constitution as well. I think some of these steps will take some time to develop, but I think, again, if we respect the social and cultural traditions of the society, then we'll see their voices playing a very significant role politically as well.
Jordan's Queen Noor is a board member of Refugees International, a Washington-based refugee advocacy group.